Hi there, this is Melissa Travis, a member of the Central Markets Regulatory Resource Group. You can find this St. Louis transplant hanging out in Mercer's Chicago office discussing all things health and welfare compliance related, including today, where I'll be discussing hot topic number one on Mercer's 2016 list of top compliance issues, employer shared responsibility. The general rule with employer shared responsibility is that applicable large employers must provide substantially all full-time employees and their dependent children through the end of the month in which they reach age 26 minimum essential coverage. Meaning, if you're an applicable large employer, you have to provide substantially all your full-time employees an offer of coverage under your group health plan. But what does substantially all mean? In 2015, it meant 70%, but that was merely transition relief. Meaning what? Well, what that means is that in 2016 and going forward, substantially all is a much higher threshold, and that threshold is 95%. So, there's a number of things to consider as an applicable large employer, including who are your full-time employees? Are there groups that you're not currently covering that are full-time? You might have been able to do so in 2015 and hit the 70%, but you might be at risk in 2016 if you're not covering them. Have you run the numbers to make this determination on 95%? And if not, or if you know that you're not going to hit the 95%, are you willing to risk the penalty? And by penalty, what I mean is the penalty for not providing substantially all full-time employees, meaning 95% of full-time employees, minimum essential coverage. This penalty is $2,000 indexed annually times all your full-time employees, minus 30 people. If one of such employees seeks and receives subsidized coverage on the public exchange, this can be a very high penalty. So it's important to know your numbers. For more information, contact your Mercer team members. We're happy to help.